This is Susan Locke and Al Locke. Today we have asked Sam Rohrer, president of the American and Pennsylvania Pastors Network, to be with us to comment on the recent ruling by federal judge John Jones on the Pennsylvania marriage law. Hi, Sam. We're so glad you can be with us today.
Well, Susan and Alan, it's great to be with you, as always.
What are the implications of this ruling, Sam?
Well, the implications of the ruling, I believe, are significant on two fronts. Number one, again, this ruling by Judge John Jones was a state ruling, so it affects specifically Pennsylvania. Law is passed in 1996, our Defense of Marriage Act. That has implications from the standpoint that it overturns our law here in Pennsylvania, and it sets in motion the obvious, which already has, the granting of same-sex marriage licenses to people who come in, which has already been done as a result of his ruling. It puts up in the air a whole host of issues relative to legal matters, being it from inheritance to sharing a property to a number of things that this puts in order now that that would require the same kind of favoritism that's been given to a normal marriage, a traditional marriage of a man and a woman, now has to be extended to other combinations. There are a lot of things that are put in place that are not yet worked out. In addition to that, it opens the door when it's connected to the other states that have also done the same kind of thing, just like in Oregon and California and so forth. They're, all of them are a little bit different in how they've done it, but the effect is the same, overturning of a duly passed state law. These in continuum are raising this issue, and the issue meaning the attack on marriage, as God's definition of marriage. It's raising that in a public forum, in a public way, backed by government or court action, which will absolutely come into the door of the church. They are saying that this is only affects civil unions or civil marriages. It doesn't affect church marriages. That's nonsense. We already know that the agenda and the push of this effort is to try and force anybody who doesn't give public acknowledgement that a same-sex marriage is equal to a traditional marriage, to take that position, to anybody who does not believe that, it's something wrong with them. This will come into the church, and so all of these things are happening in that regard. So the effect is an immediate state effort with some changes still unfolding, which will take many, many, many months for law to be worked out and so forth. But the other is a combining of national efforts that further puts pressure on anybody who stands up and says same-sex marriage is illegitimate, improper, or should not be respected.
Do you see this as a continuing trend of federal judicial activism?
There's absolutely no question of that. This ruling by Judge John Jones is one in a series of increasing lawlessness, and I'd use that word very carefully, lawlessness, from the bench. We may call it judicial activism, which many do, and it is, but in the real terms, it's lawlessness, because you are having individuals, in these cases, they're unelected. They're unelected, politically appointed individuals who have no obligation, who have no accountability to the public. They do take an oath to support the Constitution, but they are denying it. They are repudiating it. And in fact, I believe putting themselves in a position where it warrants them to be removed from office. But this is judicial activism, and particularly in this case with Judge Jones's ruling, his commentary at the end of his brief, which now many people have heard this phrase, but when he talks about the law, the current laws in place, and the views toward marriage of one man and one woman being archaic and need to be discarded onto the ash heap of history, is a demonstration of arrogance and pride and cockiness that just goes beyond imagination. So this is activism, but it's also lawlessness, and in the true definition of the word, it is tyranny. It is an individual putting themselves outside the law that they've sworn to uphold. It is tyranny. It is a major problem, and I tell people, understand this, whether you believe in marriage between one man and one woman or not, understand that the process that these judges are going through to unilaterally throwing out duly passed laws by general assemblies and signed by governors or passed by the people by referendum, by unilaterally throwing these things out of order, there is no law that's on the book, be it the Second Amendment, any other laws that's on the book that people may want to look at and respect, nothing that they hold is any longer sacred if they support the tyranny that's coming from the bench.
That's right. It's unconstitutional what has been done. The constitutional rights of the states to determine this issue and others have been just trodden down. And I think you've done a good job of explaining that. I would ask you just to go on and speak a little more about what would you recommend that people do? First of all, just if there's any other explanation you can give about the unconstitutionality of what has happened. And then
I'll be glad to, Susan, on that. There's one aspect about this that, yes, people should understand that these actions are involving two aspects of law. One is moral law. Mm-hmm. The moral law is established by God. It is underpinned by the Bible. It is confirmed by the Constitution. That is where everything that we hold dear, protection of private property, the right to self-defense, all of these things that we think that we've come to appreciate and enjoy in America, these are all Bible-based, morally underpinned laws that have been identified by our founders and put into our civil law. So there's moral law. God established it. And this ruling and these rulings actually throw out and discard moral law by saying we don't care what God says. So people need to understand this is an attack on God himself,
yes,
an attack on morality underpinning of law. But it also is an attack and undermining of civil law, because we are operating under a constitutional republic, or at least we are and have been up to this point. When judges take and unilaterally throw out laws duly passed by the legislature, like in Pennsylvania, passed by an elected body legislature, representatives and senators almost unanimously, by the way, here in Pennsylvania, signed by a governor, duly passed law, fully constitutional in every respect,
mm-hmm,
when a judge takes and throws that out, he's mm-hmm actually undermining and attacking the rule of law and Constitution. So there's an attack on civil law, and
right,
there's an attack on moral law. That needs to be very clear. Now, what can people do? People need to understand that this is where it is, this is the attack, and they need to be outraged. For
yes
people to sit back and say, well, it's just the way it is, for them to sit back and say, this is the way it is, and if we tell pastors,
right,
if you're not standing up in the pulpit and preaching on it as pastors, you are saying it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is not okay because of what is happening. So people need to, people as are listening, pastors who are listening, pastors need to preach about it, and we're encouraging them to contact their legislators, contact the governor. There's still a few days left here where the governor can change his appeal and appeal this ruling. He must do that.
Yes.
And people listening should write letters to the governor telling him, exercise your option, take the moral leadership and the civil government leadership as the leader of the executive branch of Pennsylvania to enforce the laws, appeal this ruling because it is the law, even if there's nothing else, appeal it. So these are things that people ought to do in this 30-day window, actually about 20-some days left here now that's left. Very important that people do this.
That is important for people to know. There are 20-some days left that you can actually take some action on this. Let the governor know that you would really like him to reconsider this and take to heart what this means. For government officials, Sam, who are saying, it doesn't really matter. I mean, there's nothing we can really do about this, and what's the big deal? What would you say to those elected officials who are voicing such an opinion?
Well, for the elected officials, the challenge to them is, why are you in office? And did you take an oath? The answer is yes. What is the oath? To support and to defend the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and of the United States. To not challenge the ruling, and for the legislature to sit on their hands and not seek to oppose the ruling, is to walk away and defy their oath to defend our Constitution. The ruling by the judge was an attack on the Constitution and the civil government and the civil laws of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And if the legislature abides by it and sits on their hands and do nothing, they are as complicit and as guilty as almost the judge himself.
Well put.
This is
yes
more than just a court case here. This is about homosexuality caused the fall of the Roman Empire. Marriage between a man and a woman was established to have children by God. This is really, really an important issue. It reminds me of the Battle of Gettysburg, of the Irish Brigade, and they stood there before the battle began, and the Irish chaplain came out in front and said, every man must be brave. God expects you to be brave. And basically, if you aren't brave, you can expect to go to hell. It just reminds me of a defining moment where everybody must stand up, everybody must vote, and basically you have to decide who's on God's side, because if you don't stand up now, Jesus Christ sooner or later will be prohibited from our vocabulary. And marriage is just the underpinning of the nation. Without children, the nation's going to be go out of existence. And this is that kind of moment. Everybody must get out to vote. And I think the pastors, the church, should file an appeal to this case. I think because it is between the church and the government. And we need to stand behind the church. We need to stand behind Jesus Christ. We need to stand firm, shoulder to shoulder. This is not something that I personally will back down on.
Absolutely.
Well, Sam, thank you so much for your time today. We always enjoy talking with you, and we appreciate so much your eloquence on these issues.
We certainly do.
Thank you for your leadership as well in every regard. So God bless you all.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Bye.
Bye now.